Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So, what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
This past February, many cities across the U.S. saw record-breaking temperatures. Des Moines, Iowa was a balmy 78 degrees. Stillwater, Oklahoma climbed into the 90s, and Chicago, Illinois, which is usually covered in snow and ice, hit temperatures well into the 70s for several days. Countries around the world saw similar patterns as millions ditched their jackets for shirts and shorts. By the end of the month, data from Copernicus, the European Union's climate change monitoring service, showed that it had been the hottest February ever recorded. While this warm weather can feel like a nice surprise, it's also indicative of a larger problem, climate change, driven by greenhouse gas emissions. In the U.S., about 30% of these emissions stem from the industry sector, according to 2021 data from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
The industry sector, or the manufacturing sector, is mostly about producing materials and products, steel and cement and clothing, textiles, paper, all these materials and products. And we are going to continue to need steel and concrete and paper and textiles. In some cases, we can use them more efficiently or refurbish or recycle, but we're not going to do without any of these fundamental products. We're still going to continue to make those products. It's just how they're made that has to change.
That's Jeffrey Rissman, the Senior Director of the Industry Program at Energy Innovation, a nonpartisan energy and climate policy think tank. He's also the author of the book Zero Carbon Industry, Transformative Technologies and Policies to Achieve Sustainable Prosperity. As a quick lesson, climate experts know that greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide speed up climate change because these gases trap heat in the Earth's atmosphere. Over time, this heat builds up, creating a warmer planet. So, what's the biggest source of these emissions? The burning of fossil fuels like coal, oil, and natural gas. In his book, Rissman explains how industry is one of the biggest contributors to this problem and why so little has been done to turn this around.
Industry is responsible for about a third of human-caused greenhouse gas emissions, including the electricity purchased by industry. It's about a quarter if you exclude purchased electricity. Either way, it's a huge share of the greenhouse gases that we emit. And yet it has received much less attention than, say, the transport sector, where there are vehicle electrification technologies and policies, or the electric power sector, where there's solar and wind and hydro and so on.
But when we're talking about industry as a category, what exactly does this encompass? We've already mentioned the manufacturing of consumer goods, clothes, and textiles, but this also covers the creation of building materials and chemical products.
Within the industry sector, the three biggest, highest emitting sub-industries are iron and steel production, cement production, which is the key component of concrete, and chemicals production, which then goes on to make plastics and fertilizers and products like that.
The production of these goods and materials all requires heat, which is still largely created by burning fossil fuels. And unfortunately, there's a never-ending cycle of continuous output to keep up this production. Climate experts like Rissman are bent on changing this.
A large part of decarbonizing industry amounts to how to produce heat without climate pollution emissions. One way to do that is to directly heat things using electricity from zero carbon sources.
And there are a range of different technologies that can be used to create this heat instead of fossil fuel. Rissman highlights one innovation, industrial heat pumps, which can transfer heat from an existing source to wherever it's needed.
We're familiar with refrigerators and air conditioners. They move heat from one place, inside your house or refrigerator, to outside. And a heat pump does the same thing. It moves heat from one place to another. And this technology is very efficient because it doesn't have to use the electricity to produce heat like an electrical resistance heater, like a hairdryer.
And this is just one of the many solutions out there. Rissman says the biggest challenge isn't creating new technology, but implementing it into the current landscape that's dominated by fossil fuels. In Washington, D.C., fossil fuel companies hold a lot of sway and power, and the industry itself is still heavily subsidized by the government. In 2022, the oil and gas industry received about $14 billion in tax breaks and subsidies, according to a tracker run by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development.
The clean technologies, like direct electrification, can use some policy support as well, whether it's through green public procurement or financial incentives or low-cost financing, for example, through green banks, which is a way of loaning money at a low interest rate for green projects. They can help to close that gap, that price gap here in the U.S.
Despite the large body of research out there, climate change remains a heated and often politicized topic. But Rissman believes shifting to green technology benefits people on both sides of the aisle and will lead to a more sustainable long-term future.
Sometimes action on climate is presented as a trade-off. You have to do this instead of doing this other thing that you may care about. But in fact, a lot of goals can be served simultaneously through smart investments in clean processes. For instance, everyone agrees that public health is good and that fewer heart attacks and less lung disease is good. And investments in clean industry also help to improve public health. You can also direct investment at communities that particularly need it. So there are communities that have suffered from underinvestment. There are communities, perhaps in rural areas, that have had declining rates of fossil fuel production and declining numbers of jobs, but reinvesting in those communities through growth of clean industry can help bring back jobs or preserve jobs, that this problem is solvable. We have the technologies and we have the policies that can do it. We just need to take action.
To find out more about Jeffrey Rissman and all of our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. Also, check out Rissman's new book, Zero Carbon Industry, Transformative Technologies and Policies to Achieve Sustainable Prosperity, now available online and in select bookstores. This story was written and produced by our executive producer, Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price. Coming up on Viewpoints.
For the first time, they feel community. They feel like they belong somewhere. And belonging changes everything.
Helping unhoused teens one child at a time. Then.
I think it is one of the most valuable and underrated things that you can get into.
Reaping the many benefits of growing your own produce. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.